much, Mary, and good afternoon, everyone. Cathaoirleach of Kilkenny County Council, Councillor Michael Doyle. Cathaoirleach of the Municipal District, Councillor Michael Delaney. And of course, elected representatives here, the local councillors. CEO of Kilkenny County Council, Councillor Laura Power, and Director of Services, Mary Mulholland, the Reverend Clergy. Members of Urlingford Town Team, and of course, the Chair, Dibna Hayes. Ladies and gentlemen, and can I say it's great to be here in Urlingford today to officially open your new remote working hub. Now, it might be my first time in Urlingford, but it's not my first time to meet Dibna here, because some time ago, Deputy John Paul Phelan arranged that she would come and visit me in Dublin, and she got an opportunity to outline to me what you were doing here at the time. So it's great to see the fruits of all of your labour has paid off. This is my third event here in Kilkenny, and it's only, well, I'm a bit late, apologies for that, but it's almost 2 o'clock. So I've been to a good few projects, as I say. There's a lot happening in this county, and it's all under our rural future, which is the government's 5-year policy for rural development right across the country. So this morning I was delighted to officially open Ireland's newest library, the Mayfair Library in Kilkenny. And that, of course, is a 7.2 million project. And that involved the repurposing of the old ballroom into a state of the art library and community facility. And then I went on to Thomastown for the turning of the sod on their new library project there. And that's going to be a fantastic building. And I was in Thomastown a few times before that. It's another thriving town and an example of how investment in these towns are making a real difference, because you have the jewellery training and design centre, you have a lovely pitch, and then of course this new library, which is a great addition. So I'm delighted to be finished the day here before I chase up the road now to Dublin and to be visiting this fine remote working facility, which of course has received investment of €250,000 under the Town and Village Renewal Scheme. And I really am pleased that Urlingford Hub last year came on board the Connected Hubs platform. And this means you're now part of a network of 357 digital hubs right across the country. So when people are travelling from Dublin down south, whether it's to Cork or wherever they're going, or to Limerick, they know if they need to come and stop off and find a good place to maybe work for a half a day, work for a full day, maybe take a break on the journey, stay overnight, this is the place to come, because it's got top class facilities. And what you are now is part of the remote working revolution that we know has taken place since COVID-19. And let's face it, remote working has been a game changer for rural Ireland. What this premises is going to do, it means people are going to be working here. That's footfall in the street. That's people going in to buy the coffee and buy the bit of lunch, whatever they're doing in the town. So it means people. People bring business. It's a significant project for this entire region. And as Minister for Rural and Community Development, I visited many facilities that have been transformed or lying idle or derelict for years. And now we have changed them. They've become repurposed, as I said, for 21st century use. I've been in former Garda stations, I've been in old train stations, I've been in farmhouses, and we've even brought an old convent back to life. So there you go. And here we are today in an old Bank of Ireland. And that's the way times change, times move on. And the bank was the centre of every town, and we know that. And of course, I'm a former bank official, not Bank of Ireland, but the Ulster Bank. And I was looking around here as former employees of such institutions do, and I was wondering, where was the manager's office? Because I'll tell you, some wanted to get into it, and others wanted to get out of it, if I remember correctly. And when that alarm went off, I thought to myself, well, you know, when an alarm like that went off, it could have meant, are we going to be robbed? And they were off its time. And then I looked behind me, and the safe door's in here. So there you go. But they were all, as I said, off the time. So this building will be a new home for so many young people, students, remote workers for years to come. So I want to commend everybody involved in the project. I was delighted to support it with funding. of 250,000 under the 2021 Town and Village Renewal Scheme. And very shortly I'll be announcing for the funding under the Town and Village Renewal Scheme, and I have no doubt County Kilkenny will once again do well, because you're doing very well so far. So in my department alone since 2020, this county has received investment of €39 million for projects right across the whole county. And that's a credit to everybody, because you have to get the applications in. I want to thank Kilkenny County Council for all their efforts. And I want you to say thank you to your councillors, because they're working hard on your behalf. And I have to say, there's elections coming soon. So all I can say to you is, look after those that's looking after you, because they're looking after you here, in all fairness. Now, I also want to commend the town team, Kilkenny County Council, and the local town regeneration officer, Annette Fitzpatrick, for completing this regeneration plan. Annette, thank you. You're one of the town regeneration officers that we've funded through my department right across the country, and you are making a difference and you're doing a great job, and thank you for that. I also want to commend the members of the Urlingford on the Move community group for the important work that you have played in helping to deliver this project, and that's what I always want to see. It's local community workers working closely with their local representatives and then the local authority to work with my department to deliver results. But the most important thing is, it's about the bottom-up approach, because everybody that lives in Urlingford and in this region knows what you need, and you know yourselves what you want. So my job is first of all to say thank you for the work you do on a voluntary basis in promoting your town, in making it a better place to work and live in. We have many different groups and different organisations that are committed to the betterment of this area, for the betterment of the people who live here and for the community. And first of all, to say thank you for that. The second thing is, that's what my Department of Rural and Community Development is about. It's about supporting you and helping you to realise your vision for your area. And I know I'm going to visit a project later on. Mary Hilda Kavna has, I'll tell you one thing, she's been heartbroken. I'm a frequent visitor to Kilkenny, and you know why I come here, because I number one, I get a great welcome, and I'm always brought around to lovely projects, and you treat me very well. I don't mind about that, but the only problem is I go home with awful light pockets. There's no money left, so I get a good shake down that comes from the local councillors, any money for this project anyway, right? And then whatever's left, the county council or the local staff, the county council staff, and then of course down to the chairperson of the town team. So I'll be a bit delighted going up the road, but anyway, the good news is I can tell you now, the policies of this government are working, because if we didn't make the right decisions, and some of them weren't easy, we wouldn't have the investment that we have today to put into rural Ireland. And for that now, I'm very proud to be able to do that, and I have the honour of being the Minister for Rural and Community Development. But it's the support of the government and the commitment of this government to rural Ireland that's so important. So I also want to thank the local Oireachtas members. John McGuinness was with me earlier on, and unfortunately he had to go back to Dublin, and John Paul Phelan, he hasn't been able to be here this afternoon either, but they're very committed to you and they're working hard on your behalf. So thank you again for the warm welcome. This is a great day for the community, and I now declare Urlingford Digital Hub officially open. Well done.